so we can change, and then we'll do the physical practice.
So I could, yeah, well, you can actually just grab the mat, pull the mat up also, if you want something soft to sit on. But come on in close for lecture part.
Bring your mat, so you're comfortable.
I like the girl.
What do you
think?
Introduce some new friends who came today. Sara Nawani, she's very good at yoga, very good at explaining these things. She trained for many years, maybe 15 years, I don't know. Alvin Lee also is very good at the inner body trainings, and he teaches in Singapore also. Yat Peng, you know, she studied at our university in America. She's a famous cancer researcher, which she never tells anybody. That's about it, I guess. Mercedes Bandeira. She's a famous singer, White Swan Records, right? And this company called iTunes, I think. She lets me play with her sometimes. She also does my schedule, and Ningbo is also, they are my two secretaries, and I drive them crazy. Okay, here you go. We're gonna do a little kirtan just for fun. Something then using your back, you know.
Yeah.
show you how they examine us in the monastery. How you're supposed to, in the monastery, when you're here teaching, then you're supposed to review it one time the same day, and then two times the next day. And we do, usually with debating, okay? So I thought, you want, Ningbo, you want to do some? You okay? First, you have to show respect to your opponent. You say,
"Digital church,"
which means, "What do you think about this?" Then you have to show tough guy. Now I'm ready. Nobody can tell me what the channels in the body are called in Sanskrit. Tell me you can?
Nadi.
Nobody can tell me the number of nadis.
Chichen.
Can't tell me the number of nadis. Shop.
72,000.
Oh, so the nadis are 72,000. Yeah. So the nadis are not three.
Three.
The nadis aren't three.
No.
So there aren't three main nadis. I didn't say that. He's good. I didn't say that. Yeah, so there are three main nadis.
Yeah.
And among the three, one is not principal.
Sure.
Uma. Uma in Sanskrit was kind.
Sushumna.
Sushumna Himata.
Okay.
Nobody can tell me what runs in the Sushumna.
Teacher.
You can't tell me what runs in the Sushumna.
Yeah.
Shut.
All your happy and virtuous and thoughts of understanding.
So happy thoughts run in the Sushumna channel. Himata.
Yeah.
So prana doesn't run in the Sushumna channel. Himata.
I didn't say that.
You said happiness runs in the Sushumna channel.
That's true.
So prana doesn't run in the Sushumna channel. So it does run in the Sushumna channel.
Yeah.
All the time.
No.
Yes. No. When does it not run in the Sushumna channel? I'll give you a clue, okay?
when
does it not run in the Sushumna channel?
Is that your preoccupation for others?
Yeah, yeah. So when you get angry, it runs in the Sushumna.
No.
Huh? See, you have to treat the person. This is the custom. So you said when you get angry, it runs in the Sushumna. Yeah. So when you get angry, it doesn't run in the Sushumna.
Yes.
Prana. So where does it run?
Pingala.
Yeah. But nobody could tell me in the world why what's the English word that came from Pingala.
Ping.
Yeah, good. Okay. It also has two other names. You can't give them me one of them.
Surya.
Okay, when they pause, you have to go.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, but we won't do that. You can't tell me another name.
Yes.
You just say yes or no, okay? His job is easy. He just says yes or no. I have to think of the questions. So you can tell me the other name.
Yes.
Okay, sure. Show me, give it to me. Give it to me.
Huh?
Hayimata. You telling me how's another name for the pingala?
No.
Ha's not another name for pingala?
Yes.
It is another name for pingala, right?
Yes.
Okay. No, it's not. Because the pingala is the left hand channel. No, it's not because the pingala is the left hand channel. So you're telling me the pingala is not the left hand channel?
Yes.
So what is the left hand channel? Sure.
The left-hand channel is Ida.
Yeah, good.
Ida.
Ida. Ida, you mean, okay? Hang on. So, the left-hand channel is Ida.
Yes.
And it's, so it's not Ta.
Yes.
It's not Ta?
Yeah, yeah, Ta.
It is Tucker. So it's not Ida. So wait, is it Ida or Ta?
Ta.
So it's not Ida.
Ida.
It's also Ida.
Yeah.
So it's Paul. Yeah. And it's a red channel, right?
Yes.
So, if I want Starbucks, which channel is it riding?
Ida.
Yeah, if it's too much water, okay? If you want a little bit, it's okay. This is in, this is happy. A little bit of cocoa is happy. I want cocoa, it's bad, okay? So, nobody can tell me what runs inside the red channel. What kind of thought runs inside the red channel? Which negative emotion? So, wanting Starbucks too much is not negative emotion? Because that rides in the left-hand channel. What rides in the right-hand channel?
Angry.
Yeah, good. Upset, angry, anxiety, nervous, okay?
Yeah.
So, it always runs in the right-hand channel.
Yes.
So, when you feel happy, it's running in the right-hand channel. Prana.
No.
Good. Yeah, you guys are good. Just yes or no. Then I have to work. In the monastery, the guys. No. No. Yes. No. I didn't say that. So, when you're upset and happy and you want Starbucks at the same time, the prana is running in all two channels.
Probably.
Actually, we say it's switching very quickly. Okay? Like you would say you can't really be angry and want at the same time. It looks like that, but it's going like like that, okay? Nobody can tell me how the prana moves from the middle channel to the side channel when you get upset. Where does it move? How does it get into the side channel? How does it jump into the side channel? Where? Four fingers below the navel. There's a connection. Yeah. Three pipes are connected. Okay. So nobody can tell me the name of the structure in Sanskrit language, which is produced when the side channels are twisted around the center.
Chakra.
Chakra. That's the, what's the first name?
Granthi.
Granthi. And then nobody can explain to me why chakra is called chakra.
It's
a wheel.
Yeah.
But it actually goes in all the directions.
Yeah, because of the knot.
Yes.
The channel comes out. If you look from the top, then you see the spokes. So then that's a chakra. Nobody can tell me the name of the chakra which is in your brain. Tree comes from dharma. TR comes from DHR. And it means solid. And the word true came from that because it meant solid as a tree. And then someone who can see the truth is called a true vid, which in Gaelic changed to
Druid.
Okay? It's very interesting. Sanskrit is everywhere. Okay. Nobody can tell me the name of the chakra which is at the temple. Say Svadhisthana. And that means to bless yourself. And there's a long story. There's a special practice here. Nobody can tell me the name of the chakra. Why you putting that on?
I'm supposed to say yes, no, all right, all right. Nobody can tell me the name of the heart chakra.
Yes.
You can't tell me the name of the heart chakra. Usually you spit on everybody on the fire. In the monastery, you do 5 hours. And then this splits. Blood, and the guy's spraying blood in your face. Okay, nobody can tell me the name of the throat chakra. You can't tell me the name of the throat chakra.
You should.
Yeah, it's the chakra which is here. What's up? Yeah, good. You have to trick him, okay? You have to trick him. Okay? Nobody can tell me the name of the chakra at the top of the head. Yeah, you have to say, no, that's not true. Then I say, you can tell me. You have to say, yes. You have to say, top, yes. Shit. Sastra. Nobody can tell me the two pieces of that. You can tell me the two pieces of that. Okay, Sahasra. Sahasra means what?
1,000.
And then Ara means spoke. So Sahasra, Ara, then we say fast, Sahasrara. Okay? Nobody can tell me the name of that chakra in Tibetan. It's just Dechen Gikolo. Dechen, Dechen. Dewa Chambu.
Yeah.
It's Sanskrit Karisha. Yeah, Mahasukha. Okay, Maha means big, right? Like magnitude came from that, and mega came from that. And Sukha means bliss, right? So in the Tibetan tradition, this is called Mahasukha chakra. Nobody can tell me the name of this chakra in Tibet. Longchu, Longchu. In Sanskrit? It's one of the four kayas. What are the four kayas? Yamanakaya, Dharmakaya, Jnanakaya, Samboga. Samboga Yimata. Nobody can tell the name of the heart chakra, Chirki Kodo, in Sanskrit, in the Tibetan system. Yeah, Dharma chakra. Nobody can tell me the name of the navel chakra. It's also one of the kayas.
Yamana.
Yimbata. Okay, alright, good. Your examination finished. It's very easy in 10 minutes you can review everything this way. And you do 5 hours every day. Then the examination for guests, 1,000 people are coming for 3 weeks.
Is there a reason why they make you remember?
It's to try to distract the person. Because later when you become a teacher, and you speak at Singapore Management University, and some people will ask you a stupid question, and you're under pressure. You know, they said, why? You're telling people give away money, but that's a very selfish thing. You know, then you're under, you know, 300 people are waiting for you to answer. And then you learn to teach. A teacher should be calm under pressure. So the idea is to try to, like Muhammad Ali, he said he just plays with the other person to get them upset. If you get upset, what happens to the prana?
Pingala channel.
Yeah, it goes to the pingala channel. It comes out of the sushumna. Then you can't think clearly. Then the other boxer can hit you. You know, he tried to get you upset. Try to get you nervous or confused. Then it's easy to hit you. So Muhammad Ali used to play with like this to the other guy, and you know. So the idea is to move his prana into the pingala. Okay. So this is how you can review everything in the like that. It's a very good system. Okay. So today we're gonna do. Do you wanna make it cooler? Can you try? Oh, yeah. Saves money. Ooh. Okay. So we said yesterday that the prana is like the horse, and the thought is like the horse rider. Okay. So the prana is where the prana goes, then the thought has to go.
Okay, so if I am having anger, which channel? Pingala, right? Pingala Nadi, right? Then, if I want to push the prana into the out of the pingala into the middle channel, into Sushumna, what yoga pose can I do? You can do something to stretch the right side. You see? So you can do Matsyendrasana, and then then you are stretching the pingala. You see, so if a person is angry, Niguma, Lady Niguma said, make them stretch the pingala. You see, do a twist to the left, and the pingala will stretch. You know, or you can do, this thing is very good. You know, and then it will stretch the pingala. Then the prana will flow more easily out of the pingala. The idea is to get prana out of the pingala and into the sushumna. So you can use your body to control your emotions. You see, that's Niguma's system. If you have someone. Woman, we saw yesterday after the talk, we went to Singapore Management University, and there's one lady in a business suit. She's walking across the crosswalk, and she's pushing a baby carriage at the same, after work, right? She's probably on her way home. So she worked all day, then she's pushing the baby home, and she's also on the cell phone, you know? And we almost hit her because she's not looking at anything, you know? She's like trying to manage her business, her family and her baby, you know, and she's on her way home. So if you have Niguma-san, if you have somebody like this under pressure, then teach them how to open the nadis, and then they will feel more relaxed, you know. So Niguma's yoga is for them. Is the air conditioning on?
Yeah.
It's on. It just doesn't make noise.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I don't want to kill you guys. Do you want the fan on? I think it's better, no?
I think the fan.
It
sucks the cold air out.
It
makes noise.
Okay, all right. Okay. It's like some people I know. Okay. All right. So, if you want to help this lady, right? That's my goal. I'm thinking, mostly women now, they are working too much, they have family obligation. In America, they can call the husband and say, you know, go to McDonald's and pick up some hamburgers, you know. But in Asia, in most people I know, their husband expects them to cook also. So they have to take care of the baby, bring in the money, and also cook. They have to cook when they get home. They don't have a choice. I had many people working for me like that in my company. You know, all the people from China or India, Philippines, Thailand, they say, I have to go home and cook, you know. So they are exhausted, you know, they are really tired. So then they get all this anxiety and they get pressure and they get, they also start to feel stress. So Niguma, part two Niguma, which I'll teach you next time, okay? Part two is about emotions. She said if the person has anger, then you have to, like jealousy, you have to do a twist at the jatara in the belly region. Okay, you have to do that. And this one is good for stress. This first half is good for stress. The second half, it's target anger, jealousy, overeating, very common problems. So we can do next time. We don't have time to do that. We're just doing the stress thing now. Okay, just open the chakras from the bottom and it will help her stress. And if she can finish in 45 minutes at home. Then she can come on Saturday or Sunday and learn it and make it sharper from you. So my dream is we're going to work with Colin in Hong Kong. We go to Hong Kong after this. And we will try to develop some kind of Niguma yoga that you can teach inside Pure Yoga. Mm-hmm. And they will have some training in Hong Kong or some, I don't know. But something you can offer to working women. And I would like to make it free, or I don't know if he'll do that. But, you know, it would be nice to say, if you're a working woman and you have some stress, you can come at 8 o'clock or 7:30 and you can do this yoga. And it will We say it changes the whole day. It changes your day, okay? If your boss was going to yell at you and you do the Nigumas yoga in the morning, when you go to work, he will change already. He's already changed, okay? The yoga changes the boss. Okay? How does that work? That's what I want to talk about now. It's all about the koshas. You talk about Anamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha. So I want to tell you a little bit about koshas, okay? And then it explains why the person's life will change in the afternoon if they do good yoga in the morning, okay? It changes the afternoon. It changes the reality of the afternoon. It's very interesting, okay? And this in Buddhism, it comes in the Kala Chakra system, okay? So I know Tara knows about, she had a lot of experience with that, but in the Kala Chakra system, this is how it's built. This is how it works. So in India, they have the system of the five koshas. Okay, so I have to teach you about kosha. Kosha is a dhamka. Dhamka means you can use sha or you can use sha. It's equal. You can spell either way. So some people say kosha, some people say kosha. Doesn't matter. In Buddhism, we have very famous kosha. What's that? One book. What's a famous book?
Abhidhamma kosha.
Abhidhamma kosha. Okay, so Abhidhamma means knowledge, higher knowledge. Kosha, in that book, they explain what is kosha, okay? In the first lines, they explain what is the meaning of kosha, okay? So kosha means, in that book, it's called Relti Shuksa Yin Bichir Zu. It means, when you have a sword, we are talking about, what do you call it? Tai Chi swords, right? I saw in Hong Kong, in the parks, they're very, I like those people. There are like 20 people practicing in the park, right?
Some 80, and then, 90-year-old women.
Yeah, they're all old ladies, yeah. And they're woo. I don't want to meet them. but you, the sheath, you push the sword into the sheath, that's called a kosha. That's the meaning of kosha. Kosha can also mean a little box. You keep your gold and your jewels in there. And I think it came into Sanskrit, maybe into Kothari. Which means a treasure or some, like a name of a caste, right? Some group of people who keep the money, right? They used to be the accountants in India. So kosha means the covering. Also on rice and other grains, the cover is called a kosha, okay? So kosha means like a layer. Okay? I like to think of an onion, okay? All the layers of an onion. These are koshas. These are many koshas. So if you understand the koshas, it makes you a better yoga teacher, okay? What I want to do is make a whole generation of very smart yoga teachers who understand all the old, you know, all the old books. And not just in words, you know, but how can I use the koshas to help a woman who is overworking, you know? I that's my dream. You study Yoga Sutra, you study the great books, Yoga Vashishta, and then you use that to help a normal person, you know. So if you're a teacher, if you understand all of these things, you can be a better teacher, and you're more valuable, and you can help people. Okay? You're not just doing exercises. You are helping their life. You know? So if you understand the koshas, you can help their life, okay? So today we will do a little bit of koshas. I didn't do this in Taipei, and I'm not doing it in Hong Kong. But you guys are faster. No, you understand faster. I don't know why. Maybe it's Singapore. But I didn't do this in Taipei because they weren't so fast. They're okay, but you guys are faster. So we have time to do five koshas. Okay. So first one is called Anamaya Kosha. Okay. A-N-N-A-M-A-Y-A Kosha. K-O-S-H-A. Anamaya kosha. All five koshas are called koshas. Okay, kosha is the same. Kosha means a layer. Think like an onion. Many koshas. Okay. Maya is the same. Maya means produced by. There's a maya which means illusion. This is not the same. That's a different maya.
It's a maya.
Yeah. Don't get confused. Okay. I heard some yoga teacher explain wrong way about maya. Ana Maya is the illusion, and I'm like, oh boy. You know, Maya means produced, or made by something.
Mixed.
Then, say again?
Mixed.
Yeah, and you can say Misha.
Like,
yeah.
It's being intermingled, or like,
yeah,
mixed.
You can say mixed.
Maya.
Yeah. So then, Ana means food. Okay? Ana Maya Kosha.
Ana means food?
Food.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So Ana Maya Kosha is the kosha which is produced by food. Okay. I'm using Shabda Kalpa Dhruva. Do you know this book? Shabda Kalpa Dhruva. It's very beautiful. From Bengal. It's a huge dictionary. It's like it's an encyclopedia. Made about 150 years ago. Very beautiful. It's very beautiful. I'll show you sometime. Very, very beautiful. But anyway, I'm using this one. Anamaya Kosha. So, that's your physical body. Okay. So, your physical body. This is the outside of the onion. Okay? This is not the skin, but the first layer. Okay? Skin we will do later. Okay? But the outside of the onion is the Anamaya Kosha. It's produced by food. It's the most rough. It's very physical, okay? It's solid, okay? That's called Anamaya Kosha. That's the outermost, your physical body, okay? Blood, skin, bones, meat, these are Anamaya Kosha, okay? In this system. Below that is another kosha which is feeding it, you see?
Mm.
Below that is a kosha, a layer of the onion, which is feeding the Anamaya Kosha, and that's pranamaya kosha. Okay, pranamaya kosha. That's the body of prana, okay, which is produced by prana. So, prana is supporting the physical body. Okay? If your prana is moving nicely, you feel healthy and you feel strong. That's why to do yoga, right? So, if you can move the prana nicely, it feeds the. It is food for the Anamaya. It is the ana for the Anamaya Kosha. Is the prana, okay? So that's the next layer in, okay? Next one is called Manomaya Kosha, okay? Mano is an abbreviation of manas. And manas came into English as mental and mind. It means mind, okay? So manas, but when us means M, it has to change to O. This is a rule in Sanskrit. So Manomaya Kosha. Yeah.
I was just wondering if, like, the word prana, right, is there a breakdown?
Yeah, did I say
word?
Yesterday? It's pra and an.
The front, but then is
yeah.
That food?
Ana, yeah.
If ana is.
No, this is a different one. Well, you may be related, but this an means to breathe. In prana, the an, the root, means to breathe. Okay, so pra an means to breathe forth and then to breathe back. Pra an. And pra means proud. Prow, forward, all these words came from pra. So pra ana means to breathe forth.
Mm.
And then an came into what?
Anime.
Animal, animus, animated, anime.
Mm.
Okay, inanimate. Mm. So below the prana, what's feeding the prana is the thoughts, okay? The mano maya kosha. That's feeding the prana. And that's important for us, okay? We gave example, the woman is under stress. So she has more prana in the pingala, right? So she has to try to stretch the right side of the body. And then the prana will move, won't get stuck, and then she will feel more calm, okay? So moving the prana moves the mind. Because the mind is riding on the prana, right? We said like horse and horse rider. If you can move the prana, the mind has to follow. But now today, what I really want to talk about, yoga, physical asana, the principle, the meaning, is that you move the horse and the rider will move. You know, you move the prana and she will feel better. The stress will move. because prana went to the sushumna, right? But the rider can also move the horse, right? I mean, hopefully. Unless the horse is very bad. The rider can move the horse. So in this case, for example, you can teach the person some meditation about anger, how to stop anger, okay? And then the manomaya kosha will move the pranamaya kosha. You see pranamaya kosha? The mind will move the prana, okay? In yoga, we are moving the mind by moving the prana. In meditation, you are moving the prana by moving the mind. Then in my monastery, there's a joke, okay? Which one is better? Which one is better? You hear some people say, I don't need to do yoga, I'm meditating. Some people say, I don't need to meditate, I'm doing yoga. Which is better?
Yeah.
You don't have to decide. Take both. Which is better, vanilla ice cream or chocolate ice cream? You have to, if your mother asks you this question, yeah, who said? You have to answer two scoops. You don't say, the mother's tricking you, right? Do you want vanilla or you want chocolate? You know? And then if you're a smart kid, you have to say, I want two scoops, mom. One chocolate and one vanilla. Okay, so enjoy the chocolate and enjoy the vanilla. Have them together. So do the meditation. Move the prana with the mind. And move the mind with the prana. And use both. Okay, do both. So when we do in the monastery, when we study yoga, we have to be doing special meditations during the yoga. During the asana, we are doing some special meditations. We see if we have time today. I will show you one, maybe. Maybe at the end of the class, at the end of the asana. Because sometimes we do a little meditation at the end for Ajna Chakra. Because we didn't do, right? We weren't pushing on our face. You know, we finished here. So there's one meditation you can do at the end. So I'll show you that, okay? Then that will be to move the prana with the mind. Okay? So we will practice that. So you are feeling stress and you want to open the pingala, right? You want to stretch it. So you do Matsyendrasana to the left. And it stretches the pingala. And then the prana comes out of the pingala and moves into the sushumna. And you feel better. You feel happier. And then you can also concentrate at the same time. You can think, why to get angry? It doesn't help. You can use the calmness to move the prana. The rider can move the horse. So at that time, you can think, why am I getting angry? You know, it's... this guy doesn't like me, so I get angry at him. Then I feel a heart attack. Then he is happy. So the Dalai Lama said, right? He said, if you really want to make your enemy angry, love them. Be calm to them. They want to see you have an ulcer or a heart attack, right? If you are smiling and you say, okay, I like you, I love you, then if you want to piss them off, there's a better method. You know, if they see you are happy, they feel unhappy, right? So he said in New York one day, he said, the best way to hurt your enemy is to be happy, you know, when they hurt you. So we think, oh, okay, I have some back pain. This is coming from the pingala, right? Oftentimes. I have some, people say I have back pain, right? It's a knot, it's the granti, right? So you can say, do some twist to the right, to the left, right? And then you can say, do some little meditation during yoga. Think about, it doesn't make sense to get angry because then your enemy is happy. See? So it hurt him more if you are happy. If you smile and thank him and be good to them, you know? If you want to hurt them, okay? It's a better way, more efficient, okay? But then, when you are angry, you can't do it. Okay, my teacher used to say, I used to go to my teacher, I said, I have a problem. I was with him for 25 years in the same house. And there was
couple of other students, okay? Art Engel, older than me, smarter than me, okay? So, of course, I'm jealous of him, right? So, I came to the teacher. I said, I have to do a confession. If you confess, the karma is less. So I say, I have confession, teacher. And he said, okay, what's the problem? Then I said, I am jealous. You know, the other student, you have other student, I don't like him because he's so smart. You know, and I'm sorry for that. Then he would say, he would look at me, he said, don't do that. And then he said, go. Okay, confession is accepted. Now go. You know, he said, don't do that. And then I go outside and I see Art Engel. And then I'm like, you know, I came from the confession. I came from the room of my teacher, you know. I see the guy, he's in the kitchen. And I'm like, I don't like you, you know. So teacher can say, don't do that. And you can say to your mind, don't be angry. You know, you can say, don't be angry. But it doesn't stop it, right? You can't stop it. When you're angry, you can't stop anger. Because there's no prana in the sushumna. You can't control it. Okay. So we have a very, very deep thing. So I'm going to explain to you a deeper level. Okay. Next kosha is Vijnanamaya kosha. Vijnanamaya kosha. Vijnana normally means consciousness. Okay. But it doesn't mean that here. We say in our system, if you don't like Art Engel, okay, if you don't like him, if you have a problem with this guy, you have to think, where did he come from? You know, who brought him to this place? You know, why did he drive here? Why did he meet my teacher? That would be better if he never met my teacher. Then I could be the only student, star student, you know. Why did he meet my teacher? Why did I meet this man? You have to ask, you know, instead of trying to manage your emotions with this guy, it would be better if he just went away. And then you ask the question, why did he come here? Why, just to torture me, you know? Like, why did he meet my teacher? And who made him? And why did he come to my teacher's house? You know, we ask this question. Then that's Vijnanamaya kosha, okay? In this case, Vijnanamaya kosha, in Kala Chakra system, it means the seed of karma, okay? The seed of karma. I have to explain. Okay, I have to explain. So, Art, yeah.
Can you spell the name of this kosha?
This one or all three?
No, just this one.
V-I.
J-N.
If you are from Colombia, you can put a tilde.
Okay.
It's more accurate.
Yeah. Okay.
A-N-A. And then M-A-Y-A.
Yeah.
And then
kosha. Thank you.
Vijnana. The old pronunciation is Vijnana. The new pronunciation is Vijnana, right? The correct is Vijnana. How do you say I know in Russian? Anybody know?
In Russian?
Yasnaya. It came directly from the old Vedic pronunciation. It's more correct. It's why we have K in English. I know. The Vijnana became K in English. That K came from J. That's why such strange spellings. I can know. Okay? Where were we? Yeah. So how to plant a seed of karma. So this guy, Art Engel, I was meditating in my room. He used to open the door and scream at me. You know, how stupid you are. Yeah, you know, I'm meditating, you know. He's screaming at me. Then he slammed the door, you know. And so we say, I have to check, where did he come from? Why did I meet him? You see, don't manage him. Don't deal with him. Don't try to discuss with him. You know, it's too late. He's already living with you. Okay? Like, already there's a problem. But where did it come from? Find out where did it come from. In Buddhism, they say the four Arya truths, right? The four. Where did it come from? If there's an arrow in your eye, ask the question, who shot it? You know, find out what happened, you know. Who brought this guy to my house in the first place? because if I can find out, I can maybe I can cancel him. You know? So we say it's a seed in your mind. That's the meaning of this vijnana means in the mind there's a seed. Who put the seed in the mind? And there's a rule, only you can put a seed in your own mind. Only you can plant a seed in your mind. Because you plant them by doing things or saying things or thinking things. Okay? They are always planted by talking, by doing, or by thinking. And you are always a witness. You are always witnessing what you say. And you are witnessing what you do. But most of all, you are witnessing what you think. You know, some people are smiling, you know, oh, okay, Art, I like you very much, you know. But in the mind, I'm like, I wish you would go away today. So I am always a witness to those thoughts. Other people are not. But my thoughts, I am a witness, okay? And when you witness your own thoughts, it creates a seed. Whatever you witness yourself doing. If I pick up this book because I want to help you, I see my hand. I see my own hand. My own hand, I watch it, right? My mind is recording everything. And when I pick up the book, and in my mind I think I want to help you, the seed is planted. A new seed is planted. 65 seeds per finger snap, your whole life long. 65 seeds per finger snap. That's how fast vijnana works. The deep mind, vijnana, is recording 65 thoughts. Mini thoughts, every finger snap. You have billions of seeds in your mind. Mm-hmm. You have billions and billions of seeds. Some student of mine, he made a calculation. I don't remember. Like after 30 years, you have 15 billion seeds or something. Okay. So this is how many seeds are in your mind. One seed. I got mad maybe a year before that. Okay. I got upset at somebody else. Okay. And I said in my mind, I didn't say anything to them. In my mind, I said, "You're a fool. You're really stupid." You know, in my mind, I didn't say to him. I'm smart, right? And then that creates a seed in my mind. Okay, this is a karma seed. Okay, it stays inside the mind. Then I go to my new teacher in 1975. I go to his house. I'm having tea with him in the table, and some other American guy comes. You know, and he starts to yell at me. Why? It's because of the seed in my mind. You see, the seed opened. And I saw him walk in the door. Okay? He's not walking in the door. You know Xinjing? Anybody? Xinjing? Sabui Kong Kong Bui Sa Sajishi Kong Kong Jishi Sa. Heart Sutra. Famous in China, right? But he didn't walk in the door. Seed opened in my mind, okay? Nobody's walking in the door. Seed is opening in my mind. Then I see him because the seed is in my mind, okay? My teacher, he loves him. He's the best student. You're so stupid. Art, he always remembers everything, you know? He has a different seed. That's why two people, that's why I like Neil Young and nobody else. Now, people say, who's the best rock and roll star in history? I say Neil Young, you know. And then in my college, I play Neil Young all day. And then my roommate, he calls him the screaming eunuch. You know, he hates him, you know. So his seed opens a different way from my seed. Everybody sees everybody different because everybody's having a different seed. So my teacher loves this guy. I hate this guy. He's only one guy. So he's not coming from him. He's coming from me, and he's coming from my teacher. You see? So the seed opens in the mind, and then you see some guy coming in. Why are we talking about this? We're talking about a kind of yoga which will help people who have stress. Right? But the deep reason why they have stress is not their work. It's not their boss. It's not their kids. It's not cooking for their husband. Okay? Some people love that. Some people don't feel stress. They say, you are so busy. They say, yeah, I love it. You know, I go home, I feed my family. You know, and then I go to work, I am making the food. I am earning the money. I am so strong. You know, I'm so good. They are doing the same thing as the stressed out person, right? But the seed is opening different. They're having a different seed in their mind. So you can help them with twist, right? Then the prana will come out and their mind will change, right? But you have to ask the question, why did the stress come to them? You know, why do they feel stress and other person doesn't feel stress? Same job, same kids, same schedule, same cooking. This woman is excited. Tonight I'm making sushi. I learned how to make sushi. I bought the special rice in my lunch hour. And I got the special, I did that last couple weeks ago, you know. I got the special spoon, I got the special rolling mat, I got the special seaweed, I got the special sushi rice, I got the special sushi rice vinegar, you know. And I got the fresh asparagus and cucumber and avocado, and I'm all excited, you know. But then my seed is opening one way. Then the other woman is like, I have to cook tonight. I don't like that, you know. It's so much trouble, you know, and they feel angry, you know. The sushi is the same. It's the same sushi, you know. I am making it because I'm having fun. I want to cook for my friend, you know. Then she's having a bad time. The sushi is the same. So her seed is opening different than my seed is opening. So in that yoga, if you can teach your student a little bit about this. In a yoga, people come to yoga because they want to do exercise. They don't want you to talk for an hour and a half. You know, everyone will leave your class. You know? They don't want to hear people talking. They want to do some asana, and they want to move a little bit, and they want to sweat a little bit, and they're happy. But you have about 5 minutes of their time. You know, you have a chance. You have 5 minutes of their time. You know, and you can say something, ahimsa patishtayam tatsanida vairatyaga. You can do Yoga Sutra. You can say some wise thing from Yoga Sutra. That line, what is that, ahimsa patishtayam? What's it mean?
When you come to contact with anyone, will leave its feeling of warmth.
Like that? Ahimsa means don't hurt people. What? What is it? Yeah. So you are in a yoga class. They don't want to hear 1 hour of philosophy. But you have about 5 minutes of their time. You can say something at the beginning of class. This is tradition, right? Everyone does. So you can say ahimsa means don't hurt other people. Pratishtaya means if you make it a way of life. Prati means through. Sta means to stand in that way. It means pratishtaya means if you live that way without hurting other people. Tatsanida means in front of you, in front of that person. Vaira means conflict, friction. Tyaga means it will finish. You won't see it. The person who is not violent will not see violence around them. Okay? The person who is not violent will not see violence around them. We are making the war in Iraq. The American people are making the war in Iraq in their mind because they are violent. So they see violence, you see? So if you have a woman who is stressed out, right? And you can tell them, okay, for 1 hour and 15 minutes we are going to open the Anahata chakra for you and get the prana out of the pingala for you. With this twist. But I want to tell you something. Why are you having stress? And your friend doesn't have stress. Same job, same kids, same cooking when you get home. Why are you reacting this way and she's not reacting this way? You cause stress to somebody else. You are stressing somebody else. Okay. That's what Yoga Sutra is saying, right? You don't see violence around you unless you are a violent person. Then we are not killing people, we are not shooting people, right? But at work we are thinking, I hope he fails today. You know, he's sitting next to me, boss likes him, boss doesn't like me. Then I heard his sales program failed. Then I'm... you know, even you will say to him, I'm sorry about this. I heard your customer got lost. I'm very sorry. And in your heart, you feel glad. This is violence. You didn't hit him. You didn't shoot him. Right? But the thought is hinsa. The thought is violence. And then you feel stressed. Next day at work, you see, you're hurting someone, hinsa. And then next day you feel stressed. So I think your job as a yoga teacher, help them open the pingala, you know, and then they will feel better for a while until the pingala tightens again. It takes about 2 hours, right? No, it's okay. They will feel a little bit better. But try, then you have 5 minute chance to change their life. You have 5 minute chance to help them a lot. Then explain to them, why do you feel stressed? Why is your pingala acting up today? You know? It means you are causing stress to somebody else. Okay? You are causing stress to somebody else. If they understand that, then they will really help this guy. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I heard your sales plan is collapsed, you know? Can I help you? I will stay 1 hour late. Tell me what I can do. I will call your customers. Make some plan to help them. Then pingala will open, you see? Because the thought brings the prana. The thought pulls the, come on, come out of the right-hand channel. Come to the sushumna, right? So instead of moving the prana to move the thought moves the prana. You are kind to the person that you don't like. To be kind to the people you like is nothing. Everybody does that. Cows can do that, right? Rabbits and deer and, you know, I think even cockroaches can do it. They are nice to other roaches, right? Ants can do. They cooperate a lot, okay? But to be nice to the person you don't like, that's only humans can do that, you know? And that's a special thing, right? So teach them. Then the prana will move out of their pingala, and they will be happy. And that's what your job is. And they will be healthy. Because when the prana moves into the sushumna, you feel strong and you feel young. And your face also gets more beautiful, right? In the Hatha Yoga Pradipika, I forgot. It says sharira rira. Your body will get thin and you will shine. It says something like Shri Vat. Your body will start to shine. You see, if the prana comes here. So your job, teach them how to get the prana in the right place with the body. But then I think you also have responsibility to teach them how to move the prana with the mind. And that they have to understand the seeds. Okay? You have to, what happens if you understand all these things, right? Then if you want to make money, you don't have to work hard, you see? I go to office every 6 months. You know, I work 6 months, I take 6 months off. When I had the business, diamond business, okay? It doesn't mean you have to work hard. You just have to understand how to plant a seed, right? Become a seed planter and don't become a hard worker, okay? It's easier, okay? Just plant the seed and then the money will come. You want money, give money. Plant the seed, money will come. You don't have to worry about it and you don't have to work. I work in the business, it's $250 million. I work only 6 months, and I only work 4 days a week, and I go home at 5 o'clock every day. And that's all, because I know how to plant the seed, okay? And same with your body, you know? You don't have to do 2 hours of yoga to be strong. You just have to understand the seed. What's the seed to have a strong body? Take care of sick people. Help sick people. This, no, you never hear in a yoga class, you know, somebody says, oh, teacher, I have trouble doing headstand. Did you take care of a sick person? You know? They say, why? I want to do headstand. I say, no, you don't understand. The ability to do headstand comes from taking care of the sick people. Okay? Then you can just come up headstand. That's what the seed comes from. Okay? So you have to help, what I'm hoping, you can provide help to your student. You can provide pingala prana moving help And then you can explain where things are coming from. And then you help them from the inside. Right? So last thing, what's the fifth kosha? Then we can do some Ananda. Ananda. Ananda Maya Kosha.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So the Vijnana Maya Kosha is produced by what?
Well, that's what we're getting to.
Oh, okay.
Each one is like an onion.
Uh-huh.
Outside is your body.
Uh-huh.
Next one is your prana.
Uh-huh.
The prana feeds the body.
Okay.
What feeds the prana is your thoughts.
Manomaya.
What feeds the thoughts is the seeds in the mind. Which we're calling this Jnanamaya Kosha. It's the seeds in the mind. Okay. What feeds the seeds in the mind? Where did they come from? What's it? You can say, what did you say? Anyway, Anandamaya Kosha, okay? Anandamaya Kosha. Ananda. Ananda means bliss. Ananda means bliss, happiness. Okay. The root is nand. A means very much. Okay. So A, nand. Means to be very happy, okay? Have bliss. That's a long story. Maybe we save it. Where's the clock?
Tell us the story.
I like stories.
Yeah, story.
Quick. You want the story?
That's not everything.
Okay, I'll give you a story. All right, okay, okay. This is difficult. This is difficult. I see Art Engel come into this room, I start to get upset already. It's been 30 years ago, you know? But if I hear his name, I get a little bit up. This is the student who I'm jealous of, okay? He's famous in the world. Everybody knows him, but nobody met him. When he comes in the room, I feel upset. Just if I hear his name, I feel upset. People say, did you hear Art Engel wrote a new book? Then I'm like, you know? But my teacher, he loves him. When he sees him, he's so happy, you know? Then he starts to talk to him in Tibetan, and I get more jealous because he makes me speak English with him. So I see Art as a bad person, you know? He give me trouble. He yells at me a lot, used to. Teacher sees him as a good person. Then when he sees him, he's happy, right? When I see the same person, he looks bad to me. So who is correct? I tell you one thing, he yells at me. Really, he opened my door one day, he screamed, and I'm meditating. This, to me, it feels very wrong. I am meditating. He's screaming at me, you know? And then he slammed the door, you know? I still remember, right? Because I am meditating on this for many years. We meditate about our people who give us trouble, right? We don't meditate about good things. So I meditated about this many years. Then my teacher loves him, you know? He's like, oh, he's such a good student, and so. And he really is a good student. He's a good person to my teacher. To me, he's a mean, you know? So which is he really? When you have a problem with somebody at work, you are trying to prove to other people. How do you think about him? I like him. No, you don't understand. He's not a good person. I don't know. Every time I meet him, he's friendly to me. And I say, no, you don't understand reality. You know, I understand. He's always cheating people. He's lying. He's always, oh, I didn't see that. You know, and then you try to convince the other person about your reality. Neil Young is the best. You didn't hear Cowgirl and Sand. It's a problem. If I play it for you, then you will agree. You know? And then you have fight with your friend. We have to play music today in the class. Let's play Neil Young. So I don't like Neil Young. Oh, you don't understand. You know? So my teacher sees him one way. I see him other way. We're both correct. To me, he hurt me. And to my teacher, he's a good man, okay? So which is real? Which is true? Which one is true? You can say both are true, okay? Now, take away my teacher. Take away Geshe Michael. Art Engel is standing here. Is he good or bad?
He's just Art Engel.
He's just Art, yeah. You can say he's neither, right? Mm. When my teacher and I are together in the room and he comes in, he's both. When we leave the room and he's here by himself, he's neither. In Chinese, this is called kongxing. What does it mean, kongxing? Kongxing. What's the meaning?
Kongxing.
Kongxing.
Empty.
Empty. He's empty, okay? Everybody, shunya in the Sanskrit, right? Everybody says empty, empty, shunya, shunya. What it means is, it doesn't mean he's not there. He's there. It doesn't mean he doesn't matter, he matters. It doesn't mean I shouldn't think about him or I shouldn't talk to him. It doesn't mean that. It means if I'm not here and if my teacher's not here, he is like blank. He is neutral. He is not good, he's not bad. He's just art. Okay? He's just, we call empty means like a blank movie screen, like a screen, empty screen. He's just a screen. If I see him, I see bad. I'm putting bad on him. If my teacher sees him, he sees something good. But by himself, he's neither one, okay? Mm. He's empty. We call empty. He's available. If you think he's available, he can be either one. Now question comes. Would you rather see a good person or would you rather see a bad person? Plus would one. You, around you, in your yoga class, in your yoga studio, in your family, in your job, would you rather see nice people around you or would you rather see bad people? Because you can have either one.
Depends on you, doesn't it?
It depends on you. It depends on what kind of seed you put in your mind, you see? I can tell you, try to see Art as a good person. I can tell you that. Mm. And then you can say, I tried for 3 days, but he yelled at me. You know? I can't... It's not...
Then isn't it just like your ego getting upset?
It's a seed opening in your mind, you see? Don't try to cope with a bad person. Remove the seed. Remove the bad person. Ahimsa Pratishthayam Tatsanina Vairataka. You are making him. What you see is coming from you. You see? So in Yoga Sutra says, if you hurt people, you will see other people who hurt people. If you are a good person, you will see Art Engel as a good person. You see a bad person because you're bad. Okay? In my university, we studied this for 14 years in Arizona. They are graduating in June. We had 14-year program, right? And they are graduating in June. I'm free. And then in our university, people start to complain. You know, they say, today I met Nicole, and she... Everybody in our place, they are saying half sentences. You know? Today I met Nicole, and she... Why are they embarrassed? Why do they stop? Because they studied for 14 years. And finally, a little bit, they are getting some idea. Life is a mirror. Everybody you see is a mirror. Ahimsa Pratishthayam Tatsanina Vairataka. You are seeing what you are. You know? So when you complain about somebody, who are you complaining about? Among yogis who are trained. Among yogis who are trained. A complaining person is confessing their self. You know? Okay, it's embarrassing to say, today I met three stupid people. then all of your friends, all of your yogi who understands Yoga Sutra, yogi who understands, they say, I understand you met, I'm surprised you didn't meet 100 stupid people. Yeah. Because they are coming from you, right? In our university, big insult is to say, you met someone stupid today. Okay, so if you understand these things, you can change things. You see, if you have a person you don't like at your job, maybe another yoga teacher, and you don't like them, and they're always yelling at you, or they're always saying something bad about you. In this system, in Yoga Sutra system, you have to remove the seed to have someone talking bad about you. Okay? They are talking, it's true. It's not an illusion. It's not Maya. They are really saying something about you to the boss. They said, we went to the class with Geshe Michael. He didn't listen to anything. He was, you know, goofing off. Actually, you are listening very carefully. But he's saying something to your boss, right? So how to stop that? Should you talk to him or should you be quiet? This is a trick question. Trick question. Should you talk to him or should you be quiet? It's a trick question. Why? If you have a seed, if you have a seed, both of them won't work. If you change the seed, both of them will work.
Yeah.
Talking doesn't help, being quiet doesn't help.
Yeah.
Okay? Change the seed. How to change the seed? You stop talking to the boss about other people. You see what I mean? You stop complaining about other people. And that will change the seed in your own mind. And then he will stop. And you don't have to talk to him. Okay? It's nice. The people you don't like, you don't have to talk to them. You don't have to convince them. You also your wife or your husband, or it doesn't help. You talk till 2 o'clock. I saw you do this. You know you are bothering me. You know I don't like you. You know please try to be a better person. You can't talk with the tree. After the seed has grown, you can't push the tree into the ground by talking. You made this tree. You planted the seed. You made your wife like that. You made your husband like that. Don't blame them. Don't try to discuss with them. Nothing's going to change. Everybody's discussing. I'm to have an idea for environment. Take all the husbands and wives after 10 p.m. Connect a special envelope kosha to their mouth, and all that hot air of discussion after 10 p.m. between husbands and wives in the whole city of Singapore. All that hot air we send to like a turbine and we make electricity for the city. Because it's so much discussion. You know, you didn't pick up the food. I asked you, I called you. Well, but you didn't take care of the kids. And you know, all this hot air, we can use it. You know, so just change the seed. You don't have to talk to your husband. Just change the seed. What you say, your husband doesn't ask you when they bought a motorboat. I have a friend, her husband keeps buying motorboats. They don't have money. Every time they get a little bit of money, he buys another motorboat. You know? And then you don't have to fight with your husband about buying a motorboat. You have to stop going to Zara without asking him. Okay? That way you can stop him. Not with discussion. It won't work. Discussion won't work. You are spending the family's money without asking. You know, we say when once you get married, the money is communal. You can't spend a lot of money. You can buy small things, but you can't spend a $600 dress at Zara without asking. Or, you know, you have to ask. You know, you can buy some new propeller for your motorboat, and I'm going to Zara, okay? But you can't do without asking, okay? So whatever problem you have, you stop doing it yourself. And they will change without discussion, without negotiation. They will change, okay? If you keep doing this, Ananda will come. Ananda will come. That's the last kosha. Yes. Ananda Maya kosha. Your whole life will be amazing. Every time you have a problem, you just stop doing it yourself. And you can fix your whole life. All the people, I live in a bubble. I live in a very beautiful bubble. Everybody I meet is a good person. They're all giving me money. This morning, some lady came in my room, gave me $700. You know, why, I don't know. You know, but I live in this kind of world. Everyone's nice to me. I mean, I go to the store, the guy says, you want 2 scoops of ice cream, you just have to pay for one. You know, and I'm like, but I don't like ice cream, you know. If you keep fixing your seeds, if you become a farmer of your seeds, then you reach Ananda Maya Kosha. Okay, that's the point. Then that takes understanding about Shunya, and that's a long story. Okay, but you can make your life really beautiful. You can, because then you have power. You're not negotiating with other people. If you don't like somebody, change them. You know, it's very. You have power to do anything. You had a question.
Yeah, this is something that I've struggled with, coming to these conclusions about changing your own seeds can change your view of reality.
Yeah.
But in the world, in the current situation of the world, there are external factors, like you say. Art did yell at you.
Yeah.
And in our world, there are external things like people going to war and pollution and all of this. Is it, like, not focusing on that, or...
You like, created... Oh.
Or do you, like... Because what if the external factor is going against ahimsa to the greater masses of the people?
I'll show you something.
Is there action to be taken, or...
Yeah. Okay, this is an iPhone, okay? Somebody gave me. Yes, 2 days ago.
Matching.
Okay, so... This is the seed. Let's say it's a seed in your mind. Okay. It's the middle of the onion. It's the core of the onion. Okay? Then, that's... you can say this Jnanamaya Kosha. Okay? Then the mind, my mind, will take the same shape. You see? That's a kosha. This is a kosha. Okay? It's a sheath. And my mind will take the shape of the seed. Okay? Then my prana... I don't know how many I can do. My prana is the next kosha. It will take the shape of the... of the seed. Seed will... my mind, my thoughts will take the shape of the seed. And my prana will take the shape of my thoughts. Okay? Because they are riding together. Right? Lungsam Jupachipa, we had it yesterday. And then my body will take the shape of my prana. Okay? So I'm answering your question. You ready? Here comes the answer to your question. There's one more kosha, and that's your world. Okay? Your thoughts are being shaped by your seeds. Your prana is being shaped by your thoughts. Your body is being shaped by your prana. And Singapore is being shaped on top of your body. Okay? It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You are creating Singapore.
Yeah.
And the shape of Singapore, and the streets, and the shape of the buildings, and the people are also there. That's just one more layer around your own mind, around your own seeds. So it's amazing. It's war, if you see a war, I saw Berlin Wall come down. What happened at 9/11? You know, I was in New York. I was teaching in New York for 10 years. I was right there, you know. What happened at 9/11? I took my students, we went to 3-year retreat. You know, 6 months before. I said, we have to leave. We have to leave now. We have to go into a 3-year retreat, you know. We didn't even hear about it. But they're not allowed to tell me any news, right, for 3 years. Then we came out, the people were crying. They said, we have to tell you something. You know, I said, what? They said, you know, all our friends, they were in New York. I said, well, what's wrong with New York? They said, no, you don't understand. Something happened in New York. And I'm like, what? You know? And then they tried to explain to us what happened. But we didn't see it because we didn't have the seed to see it, you see? And I never saw the video, or I don't know exactly what happened. You know, the newspaper came to interview us. They said, you are the only people in the world who didn't hear about this, you know, in 2003. So it means I didn't have the karma. I was in New York for 10, I was in New York for 15 years before that. And then I didn't have the karma to be there. You see what I mean? And you also, the world is forming around you, how you treat other people. The world is forming around how you treat other people. If in your heart you really don't have any violence, ahimsa pratishtayam. Pratishtayam means if you keep that way of life. Vairatyaga. Tatsanidao. In your presence. Vairatyaga. There won't be any conflict. You will never see conflict. You know, it's very beautiful. It's very beautiful. Then somebody says, yes, but there was conflict. You didn't see it, but the building fell down. You know, I said, yeah, but my teacher didn't see Art Engel either. Right? It's a beautiful thing. If I had really good ahimsa, I wouldn't even hear, you know, there wouldn't be any 9/11 to hear about after 3 years. You know, I made that also. So I had some ahimsa, but not as much as some other people. You see what I mean? But the exciting thing is you can control your life. You can just plant the seed you want. I want to meet nice people all day long. Okay, so be nice. You know, But now you know why. If you know why, it's easier to be nice. You know? If somebody say, yes, Geshe Michael, I agree, but this person is really an idiot. You know? I mean, you don't understand. It's always like that, you know? Maybe in your life you don't have a person like that, but in our yoga studio, this person, you can't believe. They are really idiot, you know? They deserve to yell at them. You know what I mean? You believe that. Always people are telling me, but, you know, I understand your talk, but in my life, in my family, you don't know my sister. You know, she's different from anyone you ever met. You know, she's a really bad person, you know? They try to convince me there's a self-existing bad person somewhere. In my family is the only one. Some person. You can get rid of them. Be nice to them. That changes the scene. Then after 6 months they leave the company, or they become a nice person, or they have a heart attack. I always tell a joke like that. You don't have to shoot them to get rid of them. Something will happen. You know? They will be transferred to Hong Kong. Or something, you know? You can clean out your life, person by person. I had 800 people working in my office. I hired 800 people in New York. And we had such a good time. We always had such a good time. They used to work till 9 o'clock without pay. I'd say, go home at 5. Everyone can go home. I leave. They stay till 9 because they're so happy, you know? And you will change all the people in your life. Very interesting. Do you have a question?
Yeah, this seed, what you mentioned about it,
yes,
that taking the seed out of your life, does it also affect that what the seeds you have been sowing from the previous life?
Yeah, good.
So how hard or how easy it's for you?
We don't remember what we did in our last life. I don't remember. Most people don't remember. So we don't know what seeds are strong from our past life. But then you have to do detective. I saw this movie. What was it? Ningbo in the Detroit Hotel. We saw it.
Sherlock.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes. He comes into the house. Then he has a vision, right? He sees the guy making the chemicals, and he's using his deduction. He's a detective. He's an ultimate detective, right? So we say, to understand, to take away the seeds from your last life, first you have to know what they are. And you can't see them directly. So how to know what we have billions of seeds, but what are the big ones from my past life? You know, you have to watch your life. If you meet a student at your lama's house who opens the door while you're meditating and screams at you, this is a sign. If you are a detective, you can figure out what seed you have from your last life. Okay? You know, maybe you walked into the door and yelled at somebody who was meditating. Maybe you have to be a big detective, you know? I mean, come on. You can, so we say, my lama used to say, I used to say, I have a problem at work. He said, you're so lucky. I said, what lucky? He said, now you identify the seed from your past life. You know, you are lucky because now you can remove it. You know, when you get a problem, when the problem starts, that's a good luck. Because now you know what is the seed from your last life. And now you can take it out by doing the opposite. So, yeah, you can change the old seed. So, with small, someone says something bad to you. You are stupid. Then our usual system is we say, no, you are stupid. Right? Actually, in that way, we make another person in next month who will call us stupid. And then we will say, no, you are stupid.
Yeah.
And then we make another person for the month after that. We are very good. We have a calendar. You know? In June we are making the bad person for July. And in July we are making the bad person for August. You know, they say stupid to me, I say stupid to you. And it's a circle. In Sanskrit? No, there's a bad
samsara.
Samsara. Samsara. It means self perpetuating cycle. You call me stupid, I call you stupid. Then I meet you again next month. And then you call me stupid again, and then I call you stupid again. So there's a cycle, okay? if you understand the vasana, right, the seed in the mind, then you can break it. Someone calls you stupid. You say, Shantideva calls bump on the log. He said, just pretend you are the floor. The floor doesn't answer back. The floor doesn't say, no, you are stupid. You stepped on me too hard. You know, the floor doesn't say anything, you know. So with knowledge, don't answer. And then it cuts the old seed. And then you don't meet a stupid person, and then you don't say stupid, and then the samsara is broken. The cycle is broken. It's very beautiful.
But then what happens to those sanskaras that have been already following us from the previous life?
Ashukla akarshanam, yoga ashukla, karma ashukla akarshanam yoginis, trividam itaresham. Fourth chapter, Yoga Sutra. Karma ashukla akarshanam yoginis. Karma is not white or black for yogi who understands. Trividam itaresham. For other people, it's a three different kinds of karma, white, black, and neutral, right? So the fourth chapter Yoga Sutra subject is how to destroy the old karma seed forever. And then there's a big discussion. Do you destroy the seed? Or is the seed there but it doesn't grow? Because if you can poison the seed, the seed stays in the ground, but it never grows, no problem. Okay, I have seed in my mind for Art Engel, but it never grew. So I never met him. Maungba Makewe Chichen in Tibetan. Maungba Makewe Chichen means a thing that's going to happen that never happens. A thing that's going to happen that never happens. The seed never grows. The seed is there in the mind, but it never grows. For a yogi, yoginis, for a yogi, it doesn't grow. How? Why? Because they understand the seed. If you understand the seed, it stops it from growing. It's very beautiful. So there's a big debate, you know. Do you destroy the seed or the seed is there and it never grows? I say, I don't care. As long as I don't meet Art Engel again, I don't mind. You know, you can discuss what the Chaturavastha. You can discuss the fourth chapter of the... You guys can discuss. I don't care. I just don't want to meet him again, you know. So whether the seed never grows or the seed is destroyed, I don't care. I just don't want to see him anymore, you know. And it's been successful. Okay, you guys take a break. Okay, take a 10-minute break. Then we do some yoga. We can do more. Colin said that we could do a Yoga Sutra class sometime. And that would be nice. Then you can learn all this stuff. And then you can be a really good yoga teacher. Okay, here you go, everybody. Are you all right? Are you going to sit?